So the upcoming details that will need to be looked at are providing the extra services and having the training required for offering extra services. So for example, some municipalities are slowly getting into water rescue or continuing their provision of service for the jaws of life or for example, an ice rescue situation. These are all services that are not mandatory, but municipalities see the benefit of offering that service, and therefore they should be added to a fire safety cover plan so that we may outline the general rules behind offering that type of service. Not only is there that, but the other big aspect of the fire safety cover plan will be offering services regardless of municipal boundaries. So the current situation is a municipality right now must offer service on its territory. But in the event that a fire hall or local fire hall may be closer to another residence compared to the local municipality where that residence is situated, may have to intervene on a mandatory basis as pushed by the government.